This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 316 for Monday, March 22nd. I'm Phil France Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were higher on Monday, with the biggest gains in the front months as a rally in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola 50 cents to $18.60 per ton higher. The May contract up $18.60 at $794.80 per ton. New crop November only up 50 cents at $620.10 per ton. Friday's rally brought the nearby May contract back above its 20-day moving average. That was supportive from a chart standpoint. Tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand going forward also kept the market underpinned. However, ideas that fresh end-user demand may be backing away at current price levels did temper the upside. New crop months were lower for most of the day, but did manage to turn higher as end-user demand shifts to the deferred positions. In the U.S., soybeans was mixed with the bias higher, while corn and wheat were both lower. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, but ended up a penny in the May contract at $14.17 per bushel. Soy oil was up sharply on the day, posting a limit up gains in the May contract, while soy meal posted equally large losses. Soybeans themselves were caught in the middle of the product value positioning, holding relatively steady. The advancing Brazilian harvest and some much-needed moisture for soybeans in Argentina did pressure soybean prices. The USDA's planting intentions report will be released next week Wednesday, and pre-report positioning should be a feature the next few days. General expectations are for an increase in both soybean and corn acres on the year at the expense of unseeded land, but the extent of any changes remains to be seen. Corn, it is down on the day with profit-taking after Friday's rally a feature. The May contract down 8 cents at $5.49 per bushel. After large Chinese purchases of U.S. corn just about every day last week, the lack of any fresh business today had investors booking profits. Wheat was mostly lower as improving moisture conditions across the U.S. plains weighed especially on Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Crop prospects out of the Black Sea region have also shown some improvement lately. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the May contract at $6.25.5 per bushel. Kansas City down 7 cents in May at $5.78 per bushel. And Chicago wheat holding close to unchanged, up a quarter cent in the May contract at $6.27.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.